for BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team lost in the semifinals of the WCHA playoffs this past weekend. We focus in on a magical year coming up next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
If you want the fastest internet speeds available and at an affordable rate, then you want GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. Get fiber optic fast internet up to a gigabit per second. That's up to 80 times faster than cable. Plus, you can add PBTV, unlimited local and long-distance phone service, and all new GigaZone customers can get GigaZone Wi-Fi free for the first 6 months. To find out more, visit paulbunyan.net. It's the GigaZone from Paul Bunyan Communications, and it's right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. Bemidji State clinched the McNaughton Cup on the road at Alabama Huntsville. Turns out the Beavers didn't need to win that game on Friday night. That because Michigan Tech had already lost. The Beavers took care of business themselves, however. Bemidji State a 3-2 winner over the Chargers. Game winner scored by Jay Dickman.
Centering pass now, Miles Fitzgerald down low. Beaver score! Miles with the shot. Save was made by Uhalski. The puck went right to Jay Dickman, and Dickman buries it. Beavers lead 3-0.
Chargers would score twice then in the third to make things interesting, but for the first time in the program's history, the Beavers, McNaughton Cup champions.
We shot ourselves in the foot with some penalties right there, and you can't do that. You gotta put teams away, and typically, you know what, when there's a 3-0 game in the third, the Beavers are putting teams away. So we made it interesting, but again, I don't even care. It was maybe a gutty way of winning. We won the game, and that's all that counts.
A very, very magical run with 22 wins on the season. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications. Thanks for going down memory lane with us this week on the Beaver Radio Network.